Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 163 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing the topic repeat offenders. Repeat offenders. My anchor scripture today is going to be taken from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. It says, and I'll read from the Amplified Version. He who hardens his neck and refuses instruction, after being often reproved, that is corrected and criticized, will suddenly be broken beyond repair. He who hardens his neck and refuses instruction, after being often reproved, that's corrected and criticized, will suddenly be broken beyond repair. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So what does it mean to be an offender? An offender is basically a person that disobeys the law, that disobeys rules, that flouts rules. Now, what does it mean to be a repeat offender? To be a repeat offender means the same rule that you've broken, you've been warned about, you keep breaking it over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. Now, the thing is, Proverbs 29 verse 1 gives us a framework for how those people's lives will end. The Bible says that they will suddenly be broken beyond repair. There are other translations of scripture that say that they will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. So those people's destruction is sudden. Again, the Bible is very targeted in the kinds of words it uses. Right? He says, he who hardens his neck and refuses instruction. So these are people that take this willful decision. It's not like, oh, because, you know, we're very good at blaming the circumstances of life for our behavior. No. These are people that they willfully, they know exactly what they're doing, but they decide to turn their nose against instruction. And the thing is, these people have no excuse, because the Bible also says in our reading, after being often reproved. So that means they've been corrected many times, And correction doesn't always come only from people. It could also come from just reading the Bible. You know, sometimes you can look at your life and you can tell that there are certain things that God has told you. You need to stop doing this thing. And you keep just basically ignoring God, ignoring his word, ignoring what he has said. Right? So the Bible says, he who hardens his neck and refuses instruction after being often reproved. So this is not one reproof. This person is corrected over and over again, over and over again. The Bible says, suddenly. So it's almost like these people, they keep doing whatever they want, keep doing whatever they want. And then one day, out of the blue, you just hear that, man, something horrible has happened to this person. You don't want that to be your testimony. The Bible says, will suddenly be broken beyond repair. So there's no salvage for those people. I kind of like to think of the Bible story of those people that were on earth. While Noah was building the ark, he was speaking to them. They kept ignoring him. But then one day, Noah and his family got into the ark. But those people were stuck on earth with flood and rain and everything. And they all perished. Sudden destruction beyond repair. None of those people, like, at least the Bible did not record that any of those people came back to life. Well, you kind of look at the story of the Israelites in the wilderness. You know, they'll keep testing God. God will warn them like, guys, you've seen this. You keep making the same mistake. Until they made one mistake, and then God was like, you know what? That's it. None of you over a certain age will make it into the promised land. They're just going to wander around in the wilderness until basically you'll pass away. Again, don't be obstinate with God. In fact, there is this part of scripture. Actually, it's written multiple times. Because it's something I noticed if you read like the early part of Hebrews, probably like the first 6 or 7 chapters. I believe that is mentioned multiple times that, you know, these people harden their hearts. I'm just paraphrasing. These people harden their hearts. You know, the Bible says if today you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, as you know the Israelites did in the wilderness. And, you know, I swear my wrath that they will not enter into my rest. So again, don't be obstinate with God. Don't be obstinate with God. Don't be obstinate with God. Because I'm telling you, because of that sudden destruction, that sudden breakage beyond repair, the person's destiny can fail to be fulfilled. Look at Moses. His original destiny was to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. But he kept making the same mistake. Anger was Moses' Achilles heel. He was, look at it, the very first time he was angry, that's before even God spoke to him. He was angry and killed an Egyptian. He was angry and did so many things. You can probably record like before that anger, because, you know, many people remember that, oh, instead of speaking to the rock as God instructed, he struck the rock. Let me explain something to you. Before then, I think there were two other circumstances where his anger was recorded, at least that I remember. One was when he killed that Egyptian, and two was when he was angry when he came down from the mountain and he saw that the Israelites were worshiping some other god that they had set up. He broke the original stone tablets that God had given to him. Anger can make a person do very irrational things, but it was that anger that ended up short-circuiting his destiny. Because God was like, you know what? You can see this promised land, but you will not be able to get into it. This is someone that knew God at a level that many people have never or will never know God. This was the only person recorded in scripture that he saw God face to face. He literally saw God face to face. But again, he was a repeat offender with anger, and his destiny was short-circuited. In fact, he almost went to hell. If you read through the book of Jude in the Bible, Moses always almost went to hell, but God overruled by his mercy. God overruled by his mercy. So you just need to be, that's probably a different podcast we can discuss in the future, you know, if God leads us in that direction. But don't be a repeat offender. Don't be a repeat offender. Because you see, some people, they pretty much abuse grace, you know. And that's one of the sad things about many churches these days. They preach grace, but they preach it wrong. Grace is not a license to sin. The Bible even says, I can't remember the exact scripture, but there's a portion of scripture that says this, that shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And the Bible says, God forbid. God forbid. You can't keep testing God's grace. You're like, oh, God will forgive me. You know, God is merciful to me. He's such a loving God. God, I'm sorry. And you keep doing the same thing over, and you know what you're doing. You keep doing the same thing over and over again, over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. Let me tell you this, a day will come where that sin you've been committing over and over again, over and over again, you'll pay the ultimate price for it. And I pray that that's not your portion. So you just need to be very careful. You need to be very careful. Like, try to follow this life principle of not making the same mistake twice. I mean, don't get me wrong. Can you like commit a sin just by, you know, by error? You just kind of made a mistake. You didn't even realize it. Yeah. You know, God will, like, the God we serve is a merciful God. But in this portion of scripture we're reading today, is a person that willfully keeps doing the same wrong thing, keeps doing the same wrong thing, keeps doing the same wrong thing. Don't be a repeat offender. Don't be a person that makes the same error twice. And to be honest with you, try to live an error-free life in the first place. Some of you may be like, but Divine, that's so hard. How can I live an error-free life? Let me tell you this. It is not impossible. In fact, if you listen to one of the earlier podcasts I made a few weeks ago, it was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, on minimizing troubles, it will teach you certain principles you can actually employ to just minimize the number of errors you make. Because let me tell you this. Many people never quote this portion of scripture because they think that it is impossible to obey. There's this portion of scripture that says, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. So the thing is, some people are like, ooh, this is impossible. Even some churches don't preach it. Again, you cannot be a person that picks and chooses portions of scripture that you will obey and not obey. You do that, I wish you all the best. There are specific parts of the Bible that comment on how there is judgment for those kinds of people. So perfection is possible. Perfection is possible. It's a process, but it's possible. It's a process, but it's possible. Like sometimes, you don't even have to make a mistake the first time. You can just literally learn from the mistakes of other people. Learn from the mistakes of other people. So I'm just encouraging you today, be a person that obeys God from the beginning. Because I'm telling you this, when you're the kind of person that lives a life where you don't make too many mistakes, where you don't keep walking in error, where you don't keep being a repeat offender, your trajectory of fulfilling God's plan for your life is going to be very rapid. Like really, look at the lives of people that made very few mistakes. Those people's destinies were accelerated. Like if you look at the life of Enoch, Enoch was a person in the Bible that the Bible says that he walked with God all his life. He walked with God. You know, you don't see any record of like one error or one mistake or one snafu by Enoch. And you may be like, okay, divine, so how was Enoch rewarded? Well, the Bible says that the Lord took him away from this earth. He was one of the people in the Bible that did not go through death. But there's probably a more important lesson to draw from the life of Enoch. If you look at before Enoch, again, I can't remember the exact ages right now. But if you look at the person that was Enoch's father lived for about 800 plus or like 900 years, and then he died. If you look at Enoch's son, you know, one of Enoch's children, at least recorded in the Bible, I think Methuselah lived for 969 years. In fact, if you read through that portion of scripture, many people, you know, lived 800, 900, 800, 900, whatever. But Enoch, I believe, lived for only 365 years. His journey on earth did not have to be very long because he just consistently did the right thing. I'm telling you this, whenever you do the right thing consistently, you'll be achieving great mighty things very quickly. You will notice that, wow, in no time, you've gone far ahead of people that even started before you. So I'm telling you this today, brethren. This is probably one of the most important messages I've ever put on this podcast. But don't ignore the importance of early and first obedience in rapid progress. I'll say that again. Do not ignore the importance of early and first obedience in rapid progress. You can progress very rapidly in life if you obey early and you obey often. You obey early and you obey often. So look at the opposite of a person that hardens his neck is a person that submits. The opposite of a person that refuses instruction is a person that accepts instruction. The opposite of being after being often reproved is after being once reproved. You're reproved once and you're like, okay, I'm not going to make this mistake again. Then you will not suddenly be broken beyond repair. Instead, you will suddenly be exalted in a shocking way. Because when a person is broken beyond repair, you're like, wow, this thing can never be recovered. A person that is exalted suddenly, you're like, wow, how did this person go up? Again, the Bible is very clear on these things. Just try to be a person that, one, strive as much as you can to live an error-free life. Obey early and often. Like literally, I think that's like a big summary of today's podcast. Obey early, that's from the very beginning, and often, consistently, and your progress will be rapid. Look at Daniel. Look at the prophet Daniel. Again, Daniel from the get-go, he made a decision that, you know what, I'm not going to screw up my life. He said, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, that Daniel purposed in his heart, he will not defile himself. There were many opportunities for Daniel to compromise, but he did not. And if you notice, Daniel's progress was very rapid. It was very rapid. This was somebody that in chapter 1, he was coming as a slave to Babylon. By chapter 3 or thereabouts, they were already, probably even chapter 2, they were already thinking of putting him like in one of the highest positions in society in Babylon. And notice, Daniel did not just, he was not just a celebrity or a big person in the reign of one king. Mm-mm. He was a big person in the reign of, I think, four kings in Babylon. He had longevity, but he also had rapid progress because, again, he obeyed early, he obeyed very quickly. So, again, I will encourage you today, obey God early and often. Don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. You want your progress to be rapid? Then be a person that, you know, that because I always wonder, why did the Bible say in the book of Joshua chapter 1, I think it says in Joshua chapter 1, but I think this principle is also repeated in Deuteronomy chapter 28, that you may fully and carefully obey the law of the Lord your God. Again, I'm probably paraphrasing, but I'm not saying the specific terminology. Obey fully. So that means obey everything and carefully. I'm like, why should a person be careful? Is it that you're handling like nuclear weapons or anything? No. But that carefulness means try to live an error-free life. Carefully obey. Like, basically be watching over your ways so that you don't err in the ways of the word of God. So that you are like very speak and span. You're very clean. You're very targeted. You're very measured in your obedience to the word of God. Again, I'm telling you this. I don't know why I keep repeating this, but I can just tell in my heart that this is a message for someone. Be a person that obeys early and be a person that obeys from the beginning. Because many times when you obey from the beginning, God is trying to save you from many problems down the line. That's one thing that many people do not realize. When you obey early and you obey from the beginning, you will save yourself from many issues and challenges. You see, some people, many problems that they are facing right now in their lives arose from one bad decision. They're like, if I had obeyed God from the beginning, I would not be where I am today. Some people met their death because there was an earlier instruction they did not obey. Some people have been paralyzed. Some people have messed up their destinies because there was an early instruction they did not obey. So when God is telling, I'm telling you, whenever you're disobeying, you're sowing a seed. You don't know how far that seed is going to go. And whenever you're obeying, you're also sowing a seed. You don't know how far that seed is going to go. Look at Abraham. Abraham, he obeyed God. He obeyed God. Don't get me wrong. Abraham also disobeyed in some areas. And I'm telling you, to this day, again, if the Lord leads us in that direction, we can discuss that later. But to this day, there are issues that Abraham had that to this day, humanity is suffering for it. And there are blessings from Abraham's obedience. Let's focus on that. But Abraham, by obeying God, saying, you know, God gave him an instruction concerning his son Isaac, and he obeyed. From that one obedience to this day, the nation of Israel is still enjoying those benefits, right? So the thing is, I'll just encourage you, obey early and often. Just try to tell yourself that, you know what, I will carefully obey the word of God. I will try to not make mistakes with the word of God. I'll try to not make errors with the word of God. I'm just going to obey from the beginning. And I'll just have this policy of consistent obedience so that my progress and moving forward in life will be very rapid. So again, I really encourage you today, don't be a person that hardens your heart against God. Don't be a person that hardens your heart against God. I'm telling you this, even parents, you have kids, because I know that there are quite a number of parents that probably listen to this podcast or will listen to this podcast in the future. If you have kids, one of the specific behaviors you really need to discipline your kids is that behavior of turning their nose against authority. Is that behavior of being obstinate. That behavior of being like, you give them an instruction and they just willfully obey. Or you're like saying, no, I'm not going to do it. Or they shake your head. They shake their heads at your instructions. I'm telling you this, parents, discipline those and let there be like consistent consequences. You know why? Because that specific behavior can be the thing that ends up destroying your child's destiny. Train your children to obey. Train your children to not have hardened hearts. Because hardened hearts are the kinds of hearts that just disobey parental instructions, insult parents, say whatever they want to them. Again, don't get me wrong. It's actually very common in society these days where children are almost like the parents in the home. Like, you know, parents don't want to hurt their kids' feelings. Whatever the children say is what goes. Or you see the parents, they're like, my child's feelings, I need to consider that. I'm not saying you shouldn't consider your children's feelings. But again, that concept of hardening hearts is foolishness. The Bible says that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. And it's going to take the rod of correction to drive it away. Right? The thing is, if you try to befriend your children now, I need to be their friend. I don't want my children to be mad at me. I don't want them to be angry at me. But then in the future, they become vagabonds. They become criminals. Then you failed as a parent. But if you discipline them now and then they're having good lives in the future, then you'll be happy as a parent. There's this part of the Bible that says that no discipline seems pleasant in the moment. I'm just paraphrasing. I think it's in Hebrews 12 or in Hebrews 13, right? But it says that no discipline feels, you know, good in the moment when you're going through it. But in the end, it brings a peaceable harvest of righteousness to them that have been exercised thereby. Discipline is a workout. It's an exercise. It doesn't feel pleasant. But when the rewards come, you're going to be very, very happy. So again, in summary, In summary, don't be a repeat offender. Don't be like the Israelites in the wilderness. Don't keep making the same mistake over and over again. In fact, tell yourself, if I make a mistake once, I've made too many mistakes. Let that be your motto. Let that be your goal. If I've made a mistake once, that's too many mistakes. Try not to even make mistakes in the first place by obeying from the beginning. If you do that, your progress in life will be very rapid, will be very accelerated. And the Lord will help you as you do so in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, one of the first things you can do to have a solid relationship with God is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Is to surrender your life to his son. Jesus Christ died for you on the cross. He shed his blood to set you free from sin. When you do that, then you can say, okay, God, I want to have a consistent relationship with you. I'm not going to harden my heart anymore. So if you want to take that step of faith and surrender your life to the Lord, because I'm telling you, if you've made mistakes in the past, God's mercy is available to you. Because let me tell you this, as a sinner, whatever prayer you pray, God will not answer. The Bible says the sacrifice of a sinner is an abomination to the Lord. But there is one prayer from a sinner that God will answer, and that's a prayer for mercy. So if you want to cry out to God for mercy today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. And I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Purify me of all iniquity. Wash me clean of all my unrighteousness. I confess my sins before you. I forsake them. I invite you to come into my heart and my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone that has given their lives to you. I pray, Lord, that you give them the grace to consistently obey you every day of their lives. Anytime they call on you, Lord, please answer them by fire. Let all be well with them and their families, and use them to draw more people to the life of Christ in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for each and every one of us listening to this podcast. In any way we have hardened our hearts, in any way we have failed to be consistent, in any way we've been repeat offenders, Lord, please have mercy upon us. Give us the grace to be people that obey early and often. Give us the grace to be people that don't need to be reproved multiple times for the same offense. Let us just be reproved once and we take the message. And give us the grace to learn from the mistakes of others, to learn from your word, to be those kinds of people that we just obey from the beginning. And as we do so, Lord, let our progress in life be very rapid. Let it be accelerated, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Most High God. Give us the grace, because look at Enoch. You know, 365 years, he did his, he followed you closely. It wasn't recorded in the Bible that he made any errors, and boom, he was gone. You took him away. Versus the others before him and after him that were living 900 plus years. But Enoch's time on this earth was short. Why? Because he had fulfilled his mission and done it quickly. You didn't see any need to keep him here for 900 plus years, 800 plus years. So Lord, just give us the grace to just walk with you consistently, to obey and do the right thing consistently. And as we do so, Lord, just make our destiny fulfillment very rapid. And give us the grace ultimately to make heaven, that your name might be glorified. Lord, our testimony will not be that, this person. We will not even know anyone that, this person was suddenly destroyed without remedy. Give us the grace to draw our ears to your instructions and just obey you, that your name might be exalted. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, for those that surrender their lives to Christ, that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you to do three things. Number one, find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is an excellent translation. Just read it and do what it says. Read it, meditate on it, do what it says. You can start in the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. But again, be consistent. Even if it's one verse you start off with. I mean, you don't want to stay at one verse forever. You want to grow from there. But even if it's one verse you start off with, just read it. Think about what you've read. Ask yourself, how can I apply this to my life and actually obey it? And then number two, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will teach you certain things you should do on a daily basis. You should do in your life so you can grow in your walk with God. And then third, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church. A Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches these days, and they preach things that are completely inconsistent with the Word of God. Or they are like, society is now doing these things, so let's try to modify the word of God to fit these. No, that is not where you want to be. You don't want to be in that kind of place. You want to be in a Bible-believing church. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a wonderful church. It has thousands of parishes all over the world. And there are also many great churches around the world. But make sure you're in a place that truly preaches the pure, undiluted word of God. So obey God's word. Read his word. Obey it consistently. Don't harden your heart. And as you do so, all will be well with you. Until next time, have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Shalom.